Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together. And this week we'll be studying the book of Esther. It's a great story. It's also a little long, so we're not going to read the whole story here. We're going to read just actually two very short passages from it, but it's one I'd encourage you to read on your own sometime. It's a great narrative. You'll be able to read it quite quickly and easily. So do enjoy that if you have the time. The story begins with an impulsive and dangerous king whose wife has displeased him. So he's decided to find himself a new queen, and he basically runs an ancient beauty contest to find somebody. And a young Jewish woman, Esther, actually wins and becomes a queen. Now, she keeps her Judaism a secret, urged on by her adoptive father, Mordecai. But then, when Mordecai learns that there is a plot to kill the Jews, a genocide, he urges her to step in, to do something about this, to use the influence she has in the king's court, risky as it might be, to do something. Here's what he said.
And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf, and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him.
Now Mordecai is urging Esther to stand up and step into the gap for her people, but also herself. If her Judaism is ever revealed, then she would be killed as well as the rest of them. Part of the problem is that the Jews are not seen as towing the line. Now that there's this oppressive Babylonian government in charge, they're looking for complete obedience and loyalty. And the rumors are that the Jews are not completely loyal. They refuse to bow down to the gods of Babylon. And although that was tolerated for a time, the enemies of the Jews have been trying to convince the king that in fact they are rebellious and dangerous, setting a dangerous precedent and need to be cut down. So he urges her to intervene and try to stop the genocide. And there's some risk involved. She has to reveal who she really is when she's kept it a secret up to now. And it's possible she'll simply be included in the genocide when she announces that. Secondly, she has to take the risk of approaching the king without having been invited. Normally, she would not be able to simply approach the king in his court without having been summoned first. And she knows that some of his high advisors, particularly a man named Haman, are responsible for planning and plotting this genocide and basically tricking the king into signing the order. So she knows that she's going to a dangerous place with dangerous people to speak to an impulsive and dangerous king who happens to like her, but she may be risking all that in order to save her nation. I'm sure it would have been tempting to just hide, to hide the fact she was Jewish, to try to survive the genocide, to look after herself and not worry about others. So Mordecai, I think, solidifies it with that beautiful line, "Maybe you were put here for such a time as this." He says it a little differently, but it's basically saying maybe God had a plan for you to do this. This crazy set of circumstances where a Jewish woman becomes a Babylonian queen, maybe it was all for a reason. Maybe God had a plan. You should go along with it, Esther. So here's your question for today. What would convince you to take such a risk for others? Would you do it for self-preservation or something more? Have a great discussion. I hope you'll share your thoughts on this with somebody else you know. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.